KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
But somewhere down the line, he slipped up and he messed up. Even before he knew what God was up to, God had a purpose and a plan for everything that was transpiring. For being a man who God would allow to govern a nation, which is the nation of Israel, to a man who would be rejected because he stopped following God's plan. And my brothers and sisters, there are times when God will reject a nation. And there are times when God will reject a people when they stop following the plan, the mandate. Because God won't change what he has already demanded and required of us. Can I paint a picture for you this morning? The historical text, we are told that the children of Israel wanted to be like other nations. You got to get this. The children of Israel wanted to be like other nations. America wanted to be like other nations. God said, don't hold back because I'm speaking to you. They wanted to be like other nations. And at this point, the nation had been governed by judges. And when we see these judges, we can go to Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Judges. So we see that the nation was judged by the people that they were associated with. And David, these judges came from within the rank and the file of a nation of people. And God had selected them to be the judge over an entire nation of people. So these judges, my brothers and sisters, were in charge, kind of like the Supreme Court. I'm not going to stop with this. They was in charge of a nation because they've been in charge. They've been delegated, and they had the authority to judge a nation. Israel wanted to abandon these judges and to be ruled by a king as other nations. But as a result of this, one of God's prophets, a man called Samuel, was over the selection of a king. And this is the same Samuel whose mother's name was Hannah, who asked God to grant her a son. See, when you ask God for something, he will give you what you asked him for. She asked God for a son, that she would return him back to him to be used in his service. And Samuel was already ordained before he even knew what his destiny was. And so Samuel went on to become a prophet of God. And we are told how also that Samuel had sons. But Samuel's son was corrupt because not all of your descendants will act like you. My son may look like me, but my son don't act like me. Your son may look like you, and your daughters may look like you, but they may not act like you. But when you have put something in them, that lineage goes on from generation to generation. But for some reason, Samuel had some son that did not look like Samuel, but they looked like the world and the world ideology, because these sons love money and bribes. Hello, America. Because somebody want to take something under the table. Somebody want to take something that is shady and not understood. And somebody is doing things that they shouldn't do. But God is watching all of the shortiness and shakiness and all of the under the table stuff. And God says, I'm not happy with what I see in your life. So God, although the selection process produced Saul for their first king. He was selected by the people, and he was anointed by Samuel. And we're told how initially Saul was obedient, but later we see what Saul was commanded to do. He was commanded to destroy the Amalekites, and he disobeyed God by sparing King Agag. And because Saul disobeyed God's commandment or God's instruction, Saul and the Israelites, who was told to fully destroy the Amalekites as punishment for their past sins and transgression, he chose not to do it. But Saul disobeyed God's commandment by sparing King Agag and the tables from the king, and the best livestock and valuables were taken from them. And God was greatly displeased with Saul, disobedient. And Samuel, we are told, was entrusted to carry out Saul's disobedience. Samuel, we are told, were entrusted to carry out God's judgment on both Saul and King Agag. Samuel carried out the command by killing King Agag by hacking him with a sword. This was done by Samuel as commanded by God because of Saul's disobedience and its effect of God's divine judgment for disobeying. And when God places a person in position of authority, God has given him a mandate to follow. And when we disobey, God has divine judgment in his hand. My brothers and sisters, that's the historical part. And I said all that to say this. When a nation or a people get out of the will of God, he will send a correction to change the direction that they are going. It says, and Saul said, and Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandments of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now, what the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. Saul was foolish in the things that he did. But God had a correction. God will send a correction and a change. What correction, Pastor, are we seeing today? I'm glad you asked. If we are out of the will of God, it reveals that we are no longer following God's will. But we are now ahead of God and following our own will. Now I understand why the Lord's prayer, Jesus said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is the will, it is the Lord's will that we follow. Not my will, but the will of the Lord, because he has sent messengers to confirm the path that we take and direction that we go. When Saul was in line with God's will, God gave him victory. But when Saul got out of the will of God, it compounded the amount of trouble for himself. When we get out of the will of God, we can expect trouble to come on every leaning side. I don't know why this is happening to me. I know I haven't done right, but this is more than I can bear. But when we get out of the will of God, we ought to know that we can expect trouble to hit us on all leaning sides. My brothers and sisters, Saul got into trouble because he began to walk by sight and not by faith. He began to walk by sight. He began to look for things and not expect God to do things in the supernatural realm. And what I have discovered is that when you are walking by sight, you will never see what God has for you. Because here's what I know emphatically, undeniably, and explicitly, that when we understand the principle of faith, for he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What I understand is that God speaks reality. And when God begins to speak reality, God speaks into existence what is unseen and unknown. So God borrowed what is unknown and unseen. And then it comes into the spiritual world. And then it is ahaz. And aha is the Hebrew word that says God is blessing. He's blessing what he just spoke. And so when God speaks things that we cannot see, and then God ahas the thing that is blessed, he blesses the thing that he has spoken into existence. So when God spoke into existence, and the sun came into existence, and after he had spoken everything, the ahas said, this is very good. He blessed it. But Bruce, he did not bless man. He did not bless man. But man, the apple of his eye, man who is on God's mind, is what God is watching. And so when we see what God is up to, when Saul was in line with God, he got the victory. But when he got out of the will of God, it compounded the amount of trouble for him. My brothers and sisters, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. We've got to trust God when we don't see and know the direction that we go. And when we take our eyes off of the Lord, we lose focus on our object. We stop trusting God. Saul took his eyes off of the object or the objectives. He was given a blessed nation and a blessed people who would become a great nation. But Israel wanted to be like other nations, having a king. But when we get ahead of God, God is watching our point of desperation. We've done something. Because now we want a king. But when you get out of the will of God, God would allow you to have exactly what you asked him for. When you get out of the will of God, God will step back and let you, by your own free will, have exactly what you want. But you may not like what you get. Saul took his eyes off of the Lord. And now he was at a point of desperation. And desperation is an extreme need or a feeling of urgency. Why was Israel in an extreme need to have a king? Why, America, do you wish to have a king? What is it?
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
I'm not where I'm going, but I'm not where I've been. Exactly where I'm standing, he got me so content. Sometimes life be life and rain on the horizon. Crushed on every side, but still I'm out here thriving. Sometimes I'm